This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Years ago, Belgium banned capital punishment, yet that nation is nevertheless making an innovative return to just that practice. An inmate, depressed because of his sentence to life in prison, has decided that he wants to be euthanized. So Belgium's judiciary essentially shrugs its shoulders and says, why not? There are a wide range of ethical objections from those opposed to capital punishment or assisted suicide. Earlier this week, we told how, medically speaking, abortion is in no way safer than childbirth. Pro-life advocates are bringing up yet another reason that abortion is particularly dangerous. On World Suicide Prevention Day, Father Frank Pavone of Priests for Life points out the psychological dangers of abortion. Pavone says there is a strong link between abortion and suicide not present in childbirth. Not only do multiple studies show greatly increased rates of suicide, but post-abortive teens are the most vulnerable group. This is Life News Radio. After facing the reality of abortion, the next thing to face is that there are millions of women, men also, with an abortion in their past who need and deserve love. Yes, love and healing after an abortion. If you or someone you love is hurting after abortion, call 877-HOPE-FOR-ME. 877-HOPE-FOR-ME. Catholic employees at Loyola Marymount University, after being forced to pay for elective abortions in employee contributions to health care, are fighting back. Pro-life attorneys are coming to their aid in filing a formal complaint with the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services over the state of California's actions. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.